Today's Cotton Newsline is three cuts. All cuts are Dr. Gary Adams, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
But this most recent letter that the council sent to RMA was really based off of discussions that occurred at our American Cotton Producer meeting in early August, where they discussed the importance of this provision and brought a resolution before the NCC board toward the end of this month, urging RMA to make every effort to implement the APH adjustment for the 2015 cotton crop. And specifically, this provision is included in the Farm Bill, and it's going to give producers the opportunity to exclude from their APH calculation years in which the county average yield falls below 50% of the previous 10-year average county yield.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
The past several years of history calculates the average outcome, and that becomes their APH or insurable yield for insurance products they purchase. Under this provision, if it's a qualifying year such that the county average is below 50% of the previous 10-year average, then if that was also a poor yielding year for the producer, they could choose to exclude that from the average. The end result would be an increase in their insurable yield. This is particularly an important provision when you look at portions of the cotton belt that have recently incurred several years of historic drought conditions.
Third cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
We'll just have to continue to monitor this situation to see if RMA is able to implement for the 2015 crop. We also used the letter as an opportunity just to commend the Risk Management Agency for the work they've already done on implementing new Farm Bill provisions. Specifically, they put tremendous resources to bringing the new Stacked Income Protection Plan, or STACS, product to the market for 2015. So cotton producers will have that as a new choice for their risk management options. They will also have the choice of a new provision called the Supplemental Coverage Option, which could be an alternative to STAC. And RMA's work is also going to offer producers with some new flexibility and coverage options for enterprise units, as well as the ability to differentiate coverage levels by practice. So certainly RMA had a lot of provisions to implement with this new Farm Bill, and they're moving forward on a lot of them. We just hope they'll also be able to bring along the APH adjustment as well.